O much deceived, much failing, hapless Eve, of thy presumed return, event perverse, thou never from that hour in paradise found'st either sweet repast or sound repose, such ambush hid among sweet flowers and shades, waited with hellish rancor imminent to intercept thy way or send thee back despoiled of innocence, of faith, of bliss. For now and since first break of dawn, the fiend, mere serpent in appearance, forth was come, and on his quest, where likeliest he might find the only two of mankind, but in them the whole included race, his purpose prey. In bower and field he sought, where any tuft of grove or garden plot more pleasant lay, their tendance or plantation for delight, by fountain or by shady rivulet. He sought them both, but wished his hap might find Eve separate. He wished, but not with hope, of what so seldom chanced, when to his wish, beyond his hope, Eve separate he spies, veiled in a cloud of fragrance, where she stood, half spied, so thick the roses bushing round about her glowed, oft stooping to support each flower of slender stalk, whose head, though gay, carnation, purple, azure, or specked with gold, hung drooping unsustained, them she upstays, gently with myrtle band, mindless the while herself, though fairest unsupported flower.